The reason we're choosing that particular location is that it was a scene of a really horrible accident about 2 weeks ago on the 17th of January, where a man on a bike was seriously injured when a lorry basically collided with him at that location. But that isn't the only reason we're choosing that location. Basically, Galway roundabouts are a nightmare for people who wheel, you know, in wheelchairs or that kind of thing, for people who walk and for people who cycle. If you're on a bike, you're merging with multiple lanes of traffic. It is unbelievably dangerous, and it happens over and over again in the city. If you're walking, there are no pedestrian crossings. There is no safe way across these roundabouts. People walking are having to cross 8 lanes of traffic to get to the other side of roundabouts. And again, this happens over and over again in our city. And if you're wheeling, oh my goodness, or if you're on crutches, sure, I don't know how you get from one side to another at those places. I guess the protest is about showing solidarity with the injured man and that awful thing that happened to him, and wishing him the very best in his recovery. But it's also about calling for change. Clearly, when people are designing these roundabouts in these locations, they are not taking pedestrian safety, they are not taking cyclist safety into consideration at all. And I'm sorry, that has to change. And it happens over and over again in this city. And yeah, we just want to call for better.
And Grainne, maybe a bit of a loaded question, but how optimistic would you be that the change you're looking for will happen?
Do you know what? I am an eternal optimist. I think that if we do nothing and if we continue to accept the situation, no change will happen, and that is guaranteed. I think the only way we can press for change is by calling this situation out and by sending the message that it is not acceptable. We need our city to be comfortable and safe and accessible for people. We need to stop designing for cars and cars alone, because we can see what is happening. Designing for cars and cars alone has people stuck in traffic and everyone is miserable. Our city is in a state where the decisions that have been taken actually amount to an act of self-harm to the place. Galway is gorgeous. It could be so, so good. It could be so much better. But in order for it to be better, we need the decision makers at the top to start changing their priorities. And the only way we can even begin to send that message is by holding events like this, by shouting that we need change, and that we notice things are not right, and we know that things can change. And yeah, I don't know, if they listen, great. If they don't, we'll just keep shouting, because what else can we do?
And Grainne, you'll know as well as anybody that there's a lot of people out there that would love to take up cycling, but they just don't feel safe on the roads. They just don't feel the infrastructure is there.
Yeah, because it's not, and it's not safe. My 12-year-old has started cycling school with us. We cycled from Salthill to Knocknacarra, right? In 5 days of cycling that route, we have had 9 reportable incidents from drivers and driver behaviour, because there is no safe infrastructure. We're in conflict with cars essentially doing that. In addition to that, a 12-year-old, a big, strong lad, needs 2 adults to accompany him on his bike, again, because of the same reasons. It's not safe to cycle. And it needs to change. It's ridiculous. But it's also not safe to walk. It's not comfortable to walk. You know, you press a button at the pedestrian crossing in Galway and you're left waiting, number one, at the side of the road. But number two, when you finally get a green man to go across the road, you get 5 seconds of a green man, and then it turns to amber and you're hopping across, and you know, the heart rate goes up, and it's just horrible. I don't know. I think that we need to start making different decisions, because right now, the decisions that are being taken do not work for the city. They don't work for the people. They don't work for the drivers. They don't work for anyone. I don't know. Yeah, it's a mystery to me, basically.
And if we go back to the accident that happened at the Skerry roundabout in recent weeks, where that man was collided with a truck, I mean, do you find personally that it kind of made you a bit hesitant to get back on the bike? Because I know from speaking to a lot of people, they basically described it as every cyclist's worst nightmare in Galway.
Oh, it is the ultimate nightmare, because, you know, you're literally going about your day and all of a sudden your life changes through no fault of your own. It is horrific. It is unforgivable. And yeah, it is really scary. It's one of those things where, oh, I don't know. To be honest, I often question, you know, we cycle as a family. We do it because we enjoy it. We do it because it's most convenient. It's the easiest way to get from A to B. But there is always that fear in the back of your head that something like that could happen. And yeah, I just feel like we're so unsupported in that. I feel like there should be a right not to be wedded to the car. You know what I mean? Like, if you don't have to get in the car, sure, you should have the right to get from A to B safely. And I don't know, but if you talk to some people who are the decision makers in our city, you know, and I'm talking certain councillors, I'm talking people on the executive, you would think that you were asking for the sun, moon and stars when you're just asking for some manner of safe passage from A to B.